welcome.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Nash Chat. I'm thrilled today to have Heather from My Life Well Loved with us today. Hi, Heather.
Hey, Dawn. How are you today?
Good. So you are just a hop, skip, and jump from Nashville over in Birmingham.
That's right. B-ham. Woop, woop.
So tell me a little bit about you and your family. We've just connected via Instagram, so I always love meeting new Insta friends.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, first of all, I had to say go Preds because I know all your Nashville people listening are huge Predators fans.
Oh, yes.
My husband and I, Eric, actually have worked college sweethearts, and we had some of my favorite memories, I guess, are of us driving up to Nashville and going to Preds games. We went when the tickets were about $10 to $15 a piece way back in the day. We have been long-time fans. So, go Preds. Got my fingers out, but y'all can't see it because of the podcast.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, a little bit of background on me. Like I said, is my husband and I have been married for 10 years now, so we just celebrated a decade, which is nuts.
Goes by, like, in a blink of an eye.
It truly does. We actually chose, since we got married so young, to delay having kids for a little bit. So we did lots of traveling and really enjoyed just young married life. And then about 7 years into our marriage, we were blessed with my son, Layton, who is now 3.5 years old. And then I now have a new baby, baby Finn. We always just call him baby Finn. I'm like, eventually I'm going to have to quit saying baby in front of his name. But he is 6 months old and currently teething and going through that little struggle. He just got his first tooth in. So if I'm a little spacey today, it's because I got up last night and was feeding him at 4:30 a.m. and hearing crying off and on. So forgive me in advance. I got my coffee flowing, though, so hopefully we'll be all good.
I totally understand you. You know, we had the recent time change, and I am, like, still stuck in the last hour, I think. So,
yes.
All good.
Yes, I hear you.
go ahead.
Sorry.
Tell me a little bit about your online publication and how long you've been doing that and how you got started.
Absolutely. So, I am a healthy life and style website publisher and editor over at My Life Well Loved. So if you're listening to this, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, pretty much anywhere you want to online at My Life Well Loved. I will say that my favorite form of being online right now is Instagram stories, just because I feel like you do get to kind of have the kind of dialogue that you and I are having, Dawn, where it's just, this is my hot mess express everyday life. This is where we're struggling. We're not sleeping. I'm getting my coffee chatting with my girlfriends on Instagram stories every day. So I would love for you guys to come over there and find me and talk about all things toddler and baby and mom life. And I started my website about 8 years ago, so I call myself an OG blogger.
Yes, you've been in it from the beginning almost.
Almost, yes. And I originally started my website because we were trying to save money, and I was a newlywed, and so, you know, you're kind of trying to figure out what does it look like to merge finances with your husband, and what does it look like to pay off college loans, and what does it look like to figure out a budget for the first time. So one of my best friends, actually, at the time from Sanford, did the website with me, and she taught me how to coupon. And so my blog way back in the day used to be called SavingMoneyAndLivingLife.com. And we would talk about how we would get our groceries for under $40 a week for us and our husbands, and talk about kind of like how we found a dress for, you know, $20 off and these kind of things. And it kind of started as a joke because I was out with some high school girlfriends, and I was like, man, I keep getting like hate texts or like angry mail from my family and friends, all in jest, of course, being like, why didn't you tell me that I could get, you know, money back at the register at Walgreens this week if I got, you know, razors or whatever. And my friend was like, well, Heather, you should just start a blog, and then nobody can get mad at you because you can be like, well, I put the deal on the website, so if you didn't see it, it's your fault.
Exactly.
So I just started the blog. She actually pulled up Blogger at the time. Or it was called Blogspot, I think. And now I'm over on WordPress, like most of the world is, or Squarespace, I guess some people are. But anyway, so it started there. then, you know, it was just maybe 5 people a day coming to my website, checking it out. And then I started sharing recipes. One of my recipes ended up going viral on Pinterest. It's my chicken and spinach pasta bake, which actually...
That sounds delicious.
Oh my gosh, it's such good comfort food. And it's great if you're a mama and want to take it to a new mama, because it serves a lot of people and it's easy. And typically it doesn't have things that would, you know, upset your stomach and that kind of thing. And breastfeeding, you know, some people have to be careful about what they're eating. So anyway, if you do go to my website, make sure you go to the search bar up top and type in chicken and spinach pasta bake. But all of a sudden, all these people were coming to my website that didn't know me, and I didn't know them, and it wasn't just my mom anymore. And so then fast forward probably about, I guess, 4 years, and our life phase had started to change, and my friend that I was doing the website with said, you know, Heather, I think that my journey on this blog has come to an end. And so I thought, wow, well, you know, if there's anything that I want to do right now to kind of pivot and change the topic of the website, this is my chance. So I had started teaching at Pure Bar, which, if you're not familiar, it's a ballet bar based workout. It fuses together Pilates, ballet, and yoga. And I know Nashville has several locations. Actually, Katie Decker, that owns the ones there, I know from Sanford. So shout out to Katie in Nashville.
Yes, I have spent my share of time in Pure Bar. I say my very first time that I went in, I always joke about this. I knew like where the bathroom was, and I wanted to think about if there was an exit there, like if I could just act like I was going to the bathroom and just keep on going out the door. But I didn't make it through the class, and I have, you know, made some milestones, not many, but some.
Good for you. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, it's a great workout. I mean, clearly I'm addicted. I've been teaching it now for 9 years. It's out of control. I love it. Highly addictive for sure. But anyway, so since I had gotten so into teaching Pure Bar and things were changing, I thought, you know what? I'm kind of tired of blogging about deals. I think I'm going to pivot and start talking about more of an overall healthy lifestyle. So that's when I decided to call my blog My Life Well Loved, because I wanted to talk about all the ways that you can, you know, love your life well and live in full joy, it's not like I say publicly, yes, my website is Christian-based. Like, you won't see me being like, it's a Christian website. But definitely that's where my passion and my purpose comes from, is that the Lord has given me this platform, and I feel like the underlying current I want you to feel is, yes, every day I'm a hot mess express. And yes, you know, like, I struggle with different things too. But at the end of the day, because of the joy that I have in Christ, I live a life well loved. And I look to try to balance being a mom, being a wife, and still being active and pouring into myself, because you can't pour from an empty cup to love on your family and friends well. And so
it's so true.
Oh my gosh, so true. So I'm like, and everybody in the audience said, amen. So, long story short, now My Life Well Loved has just continued to grow. My kind of lens that I try to focus through is, if this doesn't serve my mom audience well, so speaking to the mama's heart or helping them in some way, because my audience now will ask me for specific content that I'll produce for them if it fits within the realm of what I'm covering, or if it has something to do with like health and fitness and encouraging mamas to still pour into their own bodies and their mind-body connection and those kind of things, then that's what I talk about on My Life Well Loved. So that was a really long-winded answer to tell you about it.
You have been in it for so long, and you cover so many different aspects, and it sounds like you know, your heart is just to share and encourage other women in their faith, in their health and wellness, their motherhood journey. So a lot to say.
Absolutely. You've got it.
And you also focus a lot on marriage, and we know as busy moms, it's always hard to balance everything, especially, you know, when you're working, you have this publication you're working on. What are some ways that you and your husband make time for each other?
That's a great question. And I feel like it's always a struggle, don't you, Dawn? I mean,
oh yes.
And it always feels like, especially when you have a new baby or a toddler, it kind of feels like once you hit one rhythm of life, something changes. So we were thinking like, oh, we're kind of starting to be in a good groove now. And then it's like, oh, we got his first tooth. And now we're kind of like feeling like, oh, back to square one.
When one thing happens, you know, you get into a routine, then of course something's going to change and throw you back to a loop.
Always, always. long story short, Eric and I definitely very much so are intentional about our marriage. I think that whenever I talk to couples that are about to get married, I always say that one of the very best things that we did for our marriage was we did go through premarital counseling before we got married with the pastor who married us. And he had us take all kinds of, you know, personality quizzes and tests and talk about, if you haven't read the Five Love Languages book, I'd highly recommend that, especially if you're about to get married. But kind of realizing what expectations we were bringing into the marriage without even realizing it. Like, for instance, I thought, you know, well, my dad always took out the trash and always mowed the lawn. And Eric thought, oh, well, my mom would mow the lawn a lot. And so I kind of thought you would. But it, even from, you know, the time that you're dating until now, 10 years of marriage, I always feel like kind of our trick is managing expectations and talking through those. So, of course, I always feel like communication is key. But one of the tangible ways that we really try to pour into our marriage is if it can't be weekly, we try to have a bi-weekly date. And people always say to me, like, well, you know, that's a great idea, but I don't have a babysitter, or, you know, we can't really budget for that. And I so get that. And a lot of the ways that Eric and I are able to go on date night so frequently is that my sister and brother-in-law live here in Birmingham with us, as well as my parents. So they definitely help offset the cost of babysitters by keeping the kids for us at least, you know, once a month. And then I know that y'all have in Nashville too, the service Wendy. Are you familiar with it, Dawn?
We do have Wendy, and the founder of the National Mom, she has a similar service, City Made Simple, Nashville.
Cool.
So yeah, there's lots of great ways to get connected with the sitters. You know, so many people here in Nashville are transplants, including myself, and we don't have family. So it is nice to be able to find those sitters, because it is so important to take that time and just recharge.
Yes, absolutely. So we're huge believers in date nights. And then we actually, one thing that's been kind of unique that we have in our neighborhood that I really appreciate is we even have like a Facebook group that's babysitters of our neighborhood or babysitting of this part of the city. So that's really cool to use as a resource. But then our next door neighbors and I and my husband try to do a once a month date night swap, which is really cool.
Oh, that's fun.
So they literally are next door neighbors, so our monitors reach to each other's houses. And so, like, a lot of times we'll say, okay, well, bedtime's between 7:30 and 8, so let's try to just, you know, one night this week, we'll go over to their house and, you know, have the monitors, and or, you know, my husband will stay at our house, and I'll go over there and go be with their kids while they're sleeping. They'll go out and get, like, a evening, you know, drink at a close-by restaurant or get apps or something kind of low-key and quick. And then another night that week or the next week, we'll swap, and Eric and I'll go out while they keep our kids, which is...
Hey, what a perfect setup.
Yes, it really is. So then I also would say that the biggest thing that I talk about with couples getting married too is that being in a married small group was huge for Eric and I. Our church had a really great young married couple small group that we joined as soon as we got married. And it was just really awesome to be able to walk through life with people that are in the same life phase as you. So we walked through a lot of marriage books all together. And then we also were at a stage where none of us had kids yet. So as we were moving, we would all even kind of pitch in to help each other move, or we would, you know, meet up on Saturday night to have game night. And so just being able to truly be in community with other young married believers was really incredible for us.
You have to have those, you know, because life is just not as much fun if you have to do it by yourself. So, yeah, definitely reach out to your neighbors, get to know the people at your church and your community, and find and be creative in the ways that you spend time together.
Absolutely. And, again, like we were talking about, if you can't get a babysitter, like Eric and I yesterday, the kids were napping. And so we were like, well, you know, we didn't get to get out together, just us this week. So let's just both have some coffee and be intentional about, you know, spending time together. So we actually, I'm going through a Bible study right now on a parenting book. So we kind of talked about, you know, our parenting expectations and what we kind of like expected from the other and the way that we were going to parent. And then talked about like personality differences and how we felt like we could use those for our strengths to, you know, measure each other out. So I do think it's really incredible when you can make a date night at home if you need to, or after you put the kids to bed, maybe make a charcuterie board and sit on your back patio and turn on some music and just enjoying each other's company and making sure that you're being intentional about turning off electronics a few times a week to really reconnect with your spouse.
Definitely. You know, I feel like sometimes we're like scrolling through Netflix trying to find something to watch, and then we can't find anything. So then we end up, you know, on phones and things like that. So it is nice to have that time where like, okay, let's just put this away and just hang out. And it always doesn't have to be like going out for a fancy dinner. Like you said, just hanging on your back porch with some little appetizers and things. Sometimes those are the best times together anyway.
Absolutely. I 110% agree with that. And Eric and I are really big music lovers, so that's one of my favorite things that we do, even with our kids, is if we want to go outside and maybe baby Finn's napping and Layton wants to run outside next door with our next door neighbors, is we love Ben Rector, who's out of Nashville. And are you familiar with Ben?
I don't think I know. I've heard the name, but I don't know his music.
Okay, well, you have to check him out. You have to check him out. He's incredible. It's kind of like a good chill / laid back and then like happy music, I guess is how I would say it. And so
I like that.
Yeah. So a lot of times we'll be outside grilling and have a glass of wine together and just kind of talk with the music. And it's nice to have that music because it's something that kind of, like the Preds, is something that we've enjoyed together from the very beginning of our relationship, because we used to go hear Ben play like at Sanford before he kind of hit it big. And then we've seen him at multiple shows since then. And so it's not the pressure that we always feel like we have to talk, but we can just listen to his music, enjoy it together, and then just have a glass of wine and kind of unwind. Oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite times.
Sounds perfect. And yesterday was so beautiful here in Nashville, and we did. We grilled out and just enjoyed being outside. I'm so ready for spring and summer to get here for more of those outdoor times.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, another aspect of motherhood that sometimes gets turned to the wayside is how we feel about ourselves or how we take care of ourselves. You were featured on Southern Living's website for your no sweat mascara tips, and you have some other lash tips. Can you share some of your inside scoop on that with us?
Yeah, of course. So if you are from Birmingham or come here often, then you're probably familiar with the Aesthetic Loft, which is over in Homewood. And I know that in Nashville, because some of my other friends that have blogs and websites up there, Don, that you know as well, I know that y'all have great places to get your lashes done too. But I actually have even further simplified since having baby Finn. And like you said, it's so important to find things that make you feel like you're taking care of yourself or like you're looking put together for some of us. For me, that has become doing lash extensions. And I cannot get enough of lash extensions right now. And I will say, the struggle is that you do have to fill them in every 2 to 3 weeks. But what's so nice about it is when you have those on, you don't have to put on mascara every day. And I do feel like it just makes me feel and look more put together. So the struggle is that you do, like I said, have to go in and get a fill-in every 2 to 3 weeks to make them look fuller as your lashes shed and all that stuff. But what I love about it, too, is it is an hour to an hour and a half where I have to put my phone down. My eyes are forced to be shut while they're working on them. Sometimes you can even catch a cat nap. Sometimes me and my girl that does my lashes will listen to a podcast. So I really try to maximize that time as not only self-care and that I'm taking that hour and a half away from myself and then also getting, quote-unquote, beautified. Because like you said, as mommies, we don't always have time to put on the mascara or the makeup that we'd like to. So being able to have that ability to have my lashes on and look put together, even when I woke up at 4:30 a.m. and I just like jetted out the door in my pajamas to drop off my preschooler at school, it's just really nice for me. So I love doing lash extensions, especially during the summer when you might, you know, sweat off your makeup or, you know, just are going to be out by the pool more and it's not really practical to put on
mascara if you're at the beach or at the pool or playing hard with your toddler in the backyard. I mean, here in the South, it's so freaking hot. All you got to do is walk outside and you're like, oh,
you're sweating buckets.
Yes.
So. Well, that's awesome. I have not tried lash extensions yet, but I have heard a friend of mine, she was saying the same thing. She's like, you know, I go and I'm basically forced to take a nap because you can't get on your phone. You can't, you know, you have to have your eyes closed. And she talked about just how relaxing it was. And that was kind of like some time she carved out just for herself because, you know, as working moms too, we're juggling so many different things and most often ourselves get at the bottom. What are some other ways you like to incorporate time to recharge your mommy self?
Yes. Okay. Well, I was going to say really quick though, if you don't get lash extensions, if you have not tried this, just a quick tip, and I know I'm talking too long.
You're good.
I get excited. but if you have not tried the L'Oreal Voluminous Plus, L'Oreal Voluminous Primer, it's like $5, I think. You can get it at Target, Walmart, wherever. I love that stuff when I don't have lash extensions on because it builds up your lash and makes it thicker underneath the mascara, and I think it helps it stay a little bit better. And then you can also take like your loose powder with a powder brush and put powder over your lashes to kind of help the mascara like stick and stay on for longer. And then, of course, like a makeup setting spray. All those things will help you if you don't get lash extensions. Keep your lashes not, you know, sweating off all the makeup, hopefully.
Awesome. Well, we are going to be, our lashes are going to be in good shape now. Thank
That's
you.
Right. Sure thing. But, sorry, to get back to your next question, how I kind of like recharge myself, is that what you were asking?
Yes. What are some other ways outside of your lashes that you incorporate some time to kind of just recharge and have some mom time?
Absolutely. So I think that we all can relate that that time is really hard to come by. And I can only imagine the mamas in your audience that have more than two kids, because when Baby Finn's edition 6 months ago, I'm like, wow, time really got
drives you through a loop.
It does. So anyway, I will say I really try to maximize my car time. It used to be that when Layton was younger, I felt like I could listen to podcasts in the car with him in there or be talking on the phone with friends and family members and catching up. But now he's at an age where he'll say, Mommy, you know, call Aunt Holly or I want to listen to my music, or Mommy, talk to me. And so I feel like now I even have to be intentional with my time in the car with him. That's time that he wants me to spend with him. And even if I tried to listen to a podcast, it wouldn't work because he's talking over it the whole time, telling me that free construction equipment piece of equipment we got.
Yes. Same here.
I know you can relate. So anyway, basically on the days that I do have a babysitter or that he has Mother's Day out, I really try to maximize my time in the car to listen to a podcast that fills me up, or a sermon, or a podcast that inspires me or helps me feel like I'm being a better mom, much like this one. So thank you for that service, Dawn.
Yes.
And then I really prioritize, like I said earlier, working out. So I know that working out is definitely something that not only is going to help my body be stronger, but it's really awesome for my overall health. It helps my mental clarity. It helps me get those endorphins. It gives me more energy. So if there is one thing that I'm like, if nothing else happens today for me, it's going to be that I get to the gym or get to Pure Bar, or I actually use HomeFit, which I think is also in Nashville too. And they, are you familiar with them, Dawn?
I don't know about HomeFit.
Okay. So HomeFit, basically they are personal trainers that come to your house and work out with you. And I adore Pure Bar, but we do not have childcare at my location. So on the days when I'm home all day with my kids and I don't have a babysitter, those are the days that I have HomeFit come every week, because they show up to my house. They bring all the equipment that I need, the yoga mats, any weights that they want me to use, or med balls or kettlebells, whatever it's going to be. They show up to my house and we have 45 minutes where they work me out hard. And it doesn't matter whether Baby Finn's napping or whether he's awake, because they're at my house, so I don't have to interrupt him and take him to, you know, the gym with childcare or whatever. It doesn't matter if Layton's having a meltdown, because I can put him in timeout in his room. And so I know that no matter what, with them showing up at my house, that I have to work out with them.
So
that's awesome. I have not heard of this, but that sounds so convenient that they come to your house, bring the equipment. Because I know for me, I'll enjoy to work out sometimes, sure. Not always, but you know, by the time I drive to a class, take a class, come back, that's about 2 hours,
oh, yeah.
You know, time from my house. And so that's just hard to work in sometimes. And so it would be nice to kind of take out that travel time.
Absolutely. So I would say I probably do Pure Bar or one of our other classes, Reform or Empower, probably about 3 times a week. And then I usually do Home Fit 2 times a week. So, Dawn, if you want to tell your listeners, if you're in Nashville or Birmingham or any of Home Fit cities, if you use the discount code MLWL for My Life Well Loved, they give you 20% off, and your first session's always free, whether you found out about them from me or not. So, if anybody wants to try it out, that's a great way to kind of
great
check
incentive.
It out and get a discount. So, I, could not – I mean – I joked with Eric before we got pregnant. I was like, babe, I know this sounds silly, but I really would love to be able to budget that I can get a personal trainer after we have a baby, because it is so important to me to get back to feeling like myself, to get back in shape, to get those endorphins and kind of create that routine again. And so I just literally started Googling personal trainers. And then when I found out there were ones that came to your house, I was like, what? Mind blown. Yes.
Yes. That's awesome. So, I'm going to have to look into that for sure.
Yeah. So Home Fit, Pure Bar, and lashes, those are all kind of ways I would say that I pour back into myself, listening to podcasts that inspire me, being in the Word. And sometimes as mamas, we don't have time for an in-depth Bible study. So it's I might just pull up my favorite Spotify Christian playlist and just listen to that in the car. And that's the time that I really connect with the Lord that day. So, yeah.
Definitely. Because sometimes you can get a song. I know for me, I'll have a praise song and just randomly throughout the day, that'll come on my heart or in my mind, and I can sing it. And it is a good way just to kind of think on those things too.
Absolutely. I so agree with that.
Well, Heather, I think we could just sit here and chat all day long. I've loved talking with you. You have so much inspiration over there and just so many great ways and tips of living your life well loved. And so thank you so much for being with us. Can you share one more time with our listeners where they can find you online?
Of course. You can find me at mylifewellloved.com. Or, of course, on all social media at My Life Well Loved. And I would love to connect with you guys over there. So if you do, come follow me and sign up for my email list or sign up on my Instagram or like me on Facebook or any of that. Please shoot me a direct message or hit reply on my welcome email and tell me that you found me from Dawn and Nashville Mom Podcast, because I always love just connecting with people and hearing where they found out about me. And if I can ever serve you in some way, then, or pray for you in some way or anything, I'd love to just get that message and connect with you individually as well.
Well, one more question before I let you go. I am asking all my guests what their favorite place in their hometown is. So do you have a favorite restaurant or a favorite family-friendly place in Birmingham that if listeners come to Birmingham, what would be your one recommendation?
Oh, that's so hard. Because we have so many new places that are popping up all the time now. I mean, not at the rate as in Nashville. Y'all are out of control in the best way. but I was just telling Dawn earlier this week that I'm actually working on a 4-week series right now. Every Friday, it's publishing on mylifewellloved.com. That's telling you my favorite things in Birmingham. And my post from last Friday was actually 17 favorite kid-friendly activities to do in Birmingham. And I talked about my favorite kid-friendly restaurants and everything, so you can find it there. But I think if I had to choose one thing in Birmingham that's unique to us, I would probably say I love going out to Moss Rock Preserve, which is an outdoor.
Hey, I've been there.
Have you really?
I don't know the only places there I've been to. We went over Christmas. Yeah, it was so fun.
So great. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And the way that all that neighborhood is lit up back there for Christmas, it's just beautiful. But anyway, so Eric and I, even before we had kids, we loved to go to Moss Rock Preserve and we'd park our car and go hiking together. And people do rock climbing out there and everything. But then afterwards, we would walk across the street to the little Moss Rock shopping center, and eat at one of the little restaurants. So we've got several restaurants that are tucked away in there, or get a beer or whatever during happy hour. And that was so fun. And now it's cool to come full circle, and we'll go and, you know, take our kids and walk through it, and then go over there. And a lot of the places are super kid friendly. Like Vecchia, it has a huge wraparound porch, and it's beautiful at night with like lights out there and stuff. So we'll get a kid's meal there and, you know, have some of their drinks and dinner together. And that's one of my favorite things to do. And then sometimes we'll even load up in the car afterwards and drive to the neighborhood and just look at all the beautiful homes.
Well, so fun. Well, I can't wait to get back over there and explore more.
Yeah, absolutely. Dawn, I've got like 30,000 more ideas. I can get those really fast in there on the line. So I'll give you some more later too.
Absolutely. Well, I look forward to seeing your series that's coming out too, and just look forward to continuing to follow along in your journey on Instagram and your online website as well. And hey, maybe in person too soon.
That's right. I hope so.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dawn. I appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.